Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
I've cornered the girls again for another episode. The topics today are board games, shapes, Oregon, and giraffes.
I don't like giraffes. I like giraffes.
Round one is board games. We figure the type of people listening to this are inquisitive minds, handsome, beautiful, lovely souls who probably like board games.
No, they're just kids who want to listen to a dad.
Here are some classic board game trivia questions for you. Question one. There are two letters worth 10 points in your classic Scrabble game. What are the two 10-point letters?
QU?
QX?
Q and Z. They are worth 10. J and X are worth 8. The girls start the show 0-1. Do you want to continue?
Yeah.
Question two. How much is a small straight worth in Yahtzee? A small straight in Yahtzee is worth how many points?
30.
35.
30 is correct. Way to get back on the track. Good thing you didn't give up after one. Question three. In Battleship, the largest ship is the carrier and the smallest has been renamed the patrol boat. How many spaces does the carrier and patrol boat each take up respectively?
The big one is 5 and the small one is 2.
She got it. Nice work. 2 out of 3. Question four. What are the four colors in the game Twister?
Red, yellow, blue, and green.
Ba-boom! We do like to play our board games around here. And the final question of round one. Question five. What are the four suits in a standard deck of cards?
Diamonds, spades, hearts, and clovers.
What she said.
Very nice confidence. Technically it's clubs, but it is a picture of a clover. We are giving them the point. Strong round for the ladies. Round two is shapes. And we are taking you back to one of the scariest places of all time.
Math.
Bye. Middle school math. Get back here, Mila.
Math.
Or I'll call the principal on you. Question one. What do you call the part of math that deals with shapes?
Geometry.
Nice work. Question two. What is the formula for the area of a rectangle?
Thingy plus same thingy plus different thingy plus same thingy.
Absolutely not. Let's go over here.
Two sides are the same and then two sides are different, but those two sides are the same
thing.
It would be length times width,
what,
children.
What?
Don't even pretend that's what you said.
No, I know what that
was
is.
Science.
Question three. How many sides does a hexagon have? Maddie yeah. got it. Nice work. Honeycomb, snowflakes, pencil bases, all hexagons in our world. Question 4. What do you call a triangle that has all three sides the same length?
A triangle.
That would be an equilateral triangle. All the sides are equal, hence the name.
Question 5. What is the name for a straight line that passes through the center from one side of a circle to the other?
A half circle?
Diameter. Diameter helps us find the circumference and area. Girls, in round 2, the midway point of the show, sitting pretty with 6 points. Round 3 is the long-awaited topic of Oregon. My home state, their motto is Keep Oregon Weird. And they're doing a good job. They have a city named Brothers, a city named Sisters. They have the most breweries in the world for any city. And they have the smallest park in the world, Guinness Book status. It's basically a 2-foot little circle with a 2-foot diameter. Throwback. Question 1. Checking in at about 2,000 feet deep, Oregon is home to the deepest lake in the United States. What is the lake's name?
Crater Lake.
Mila was researching Oregon for a school project, so she may crush this round. Crater Lake is the deepest lake in the United States, and it's a caldera, which is when a volcano erupts and then basically hollows out, and now it's filled up with water. It's just this really cool deep lake. Question 2. Video games designed in 1971 about pioneers struggling to survive while heading west in covered wagons. What became one of the best-selling educational video games of all time?
Oregon Trail?
Both hands went up. Mommy, Oregon Trail.
Mommy told me she played it when she was little.
I played it too.
I was going to say.
You both knew it. Very good. They have like 20 versions. They're still coming out, apparently. Question 3. Oregon is the only state with a flag that has 2 different sides. On one side, you have the state seal surrounded by 33 stars. On the other, you have the state mammal. What is the state mammal of Oregon?
The beaver.
The beaver. You got the Oregon State Beavers is a university out there. And the other university, Maddie?
Duck.
Better. Oregon is 48% forest, so a great place for beavers to chop down some trees. Question 4. Oregon and New Jersey are unique in that they are the only 2 states in the country that require attendants to do what automotive task? Once again, Oregon and New Jersey are unique because they are the only 2 states in the country that require a person to do what automotive task?
Fill their own gas?
Correct. They have people who will pump your gas for you. I grew up in Oregon. I've lived other places. And I gotta tell ya, I like to pump my own gas.
It's Mr. Cold. Powers told me about it.
Question 5. What company founded in Oregon is the biggest sportswear company in the world?
Dick's Sporting Goods?
I don't know.
Nike! Come on, girls. How dare you get that one wrong? The perfect 5 out of 5 round eludes them again.
Nike is the victory goddess.
True that.
To make her angry, you just yell, Athleta is better!
The final round, giraffes. We learned on show number 3 that a group of giraffes is called a tower. Now we will learn everything else about giraffes. Question 1. Only one girl may answer, or that you can discuss. What color is a giraffe's tongue?
I know.
Maddie can answer.
Purple.
Correct. That would be purple or black. Nice work. Question two. How tall is a newborn baby giraffe?
3 feet?
2.5 feet?
6.5 feet or 2 meters? We have so many international listeners now, I had to throw meters up into the equation. Question three. Are giraffes the tallest mammals on Earth?
No, elephants are.
That is incorrect. Okay. Elephants are in second place. Giraffes are the tallest. They average around 20 feet, and the African elephants come in around 13 feet.
I'm pretty sure an elephant is gianter than the biggest giraffe, the giantest elephant.
The girls are refusing to acknowledge defeat for question three, but we will move on nonetheless. Question four. Giraffes are vulnerable and classified as having a high risk of going extinct in the wild. What is a giraffe's main predator?
A lion?
She ain't lying. It is a lion. Hyenas and crocodiles also target giraffes, mainly the babies, which are called calves. Free fact for you. Girls at 12 points. Question 5. Jeffrey the giraffe was the famous spokes animal or mascot for what popular company?
A book.
It wasn't a book. Jeffrey the giraffe was the spokes animal for Toys R Us. Have you guys ever heard of Toys R Us?
Yeah.
I heard of it.
They went out of business, but it was the coolest store. When I was a little child, it was just fun to go there. We knew we weren't going to be buying any toys, but we'd just walk around and look. They had the cars you would drive around, big puzzles, stuffed animals the size of 6.5 feet baby giraffes.
We went there to get a toy for someone's birthday once.
Yeah, they used to have one around here. Two truths and a lie about toenails. Yucky. Statement one. Toenails grow faster in the winter. Statement two. Fingernails grow 4 times faster than toenails. Statement three. Toenails are made of keratin, the same protein as your hair. So in review, you have toenails grow faster in the winter. Fingernails grow 4 times faster than toenails. And toenails are made of keratin, the same protein as hair. What one do you think is the lie?
First one.
Second one.
First one is the lie because toenails grow faster in summer and warm climates.
Just giving a backup answer.
Nice backup answer. Girls crush it. They finish with 13 points for this show.
Yeah.
Any final words of wisdom?
You like my plane? You like my play?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.